there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. And we got a lot of stuff to cover on today's big show. The least, but not, or most, I don't know. It's so much. It's going to all be hard to keep straight. First off, we got some new things posted at scubaradio.com. We just awarded a nice prize of an internet radio in the Scuba Radio Monthly giveaway section there, the website. And guy from Jacksonville won that. Congratulations to him. We have a new prize up there now, which is really, really cool. It's called the iRadar. And it interfaces
is it an application
for
your iPhone?
It is. It's a radar detector and an app for your iPhone. That the people from Cobra have come together.
You can put
these two technologies. It's pretty cool.
You can detect radar with your cell phone.
Yeah, you basically, it has this little radar detector device. Looks like a typical radar detector you put on the dash of your car, right? And then you hit a Bluetooth button on your cell phone. It syncs up with your iPhone. And you put your iPhone on the dash of your car, and it has all the readouts for a radar detector, red light, camera, searcher, the whole thing. It's pretty amazing technology. And Cobra Products is the company that came up with this, and they were nice enough to give us one of these to give away to a lucky Scuba Radio listener. So that is up there at scubaradio.com right now. Register to win this thing. We'll give it away in about a month, so you get about 30 days thereabouts to get in on this cool little prize giveaway at scubaradio.com.
Are we going to try and give it to someone who speeds a lot?
Well, we don't encourage speeding, but the point of one of these things is, first of all, I know our listeners are very anxious to get to the dive site sometimes. I fall in that category, and I kind of like to know where the coppers tend to be hanging out. Not that I might be speeding, but it's good just to know in advance where they might be. So these little devices come in handy in that regard.
So maybe if instead of looking for somebody who drives too fast, what if we know somebody that has a donut delivery service?
Yes.
And then they can find the police and go right to them and deliver donuts.
I don't know if this...
And coffee.
You know what? That could be in the version 2.0 of this app. Maybe they'll incorporate that little feature. Who knows? The technology is changing every day. But it is cool, and it's the latest and greatest in radar technology that interfaces with an iPhone. And we got one to give away from the scubaradio.com webpage. So make sure you get there and sign up for that. I really don't have a problem with speeding. I'll tell you who does have a problem with driving way too fast. It's probably just because...
I know. Sammy Hagar.
He can't drive 55. I think he drives...
I can't drive 55!
You know, little known fact that he actually has gotten tickets for driving too slow. You know, Sammy's up there in age, and he's like maybe capping out at 52. A lot of people think he can't drive 55 and over. It's actually he can't get up to 55. He's like pushing 60 now, you know.
He's got one of those Flintstone cars, too.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, the young kids today...
Those punks.
Yeah, the punk kids, they're the ones you got to watch out for. You know,
punks like those mermaids. The mermaids.
Yeah, did you see?
Oh, my goodness, the
mermaid. Tony was bragging on her Facebook page last week about being in Germany and
driving on the Autobahn.
120 miles an hour.
On the Autobahn.
Yeah, Tony is on the line with us from Germany right now, the Das Boot Show. And Tony, you know, that is risk-taking. That is not safe operational procedure for vehicles.
Oh, Greg,
what the hell's the matter with
you? You always get your stocks wrong. It was 133, and actually we beat it last night coming home from the airport at 138 miles per hour.
Yeah, okay, all right, yeah. And did you have an iRadar?
We didn't, but you don't need one in Germany because there's these little signs that say no more speed limits.
No more speed limits, yeah, exactly. That's what you think it said. It's German. I didn't know what it means.
It was a symbol. It's not in words.
It says no speeding. And actually, that means don't speed, not that there's no speed limits.
Now, what I'm surprised by is that your speed was 138 miles per hour, when I would have thought you would be traveling in kilometers.
Well, we were, actually, according to the car, which is 200-something, but there's a Garmin GPS, yeah, which has miles per hour. So
the GPS can tell how fast you were going?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Your turn is coming out.
I was watching it. It was a little eerie.
That is
and
eerie.
Your turn is coming out. Oh, and there it went.
Yes. All right, well, now we know Mermaid Tony has a death wish. And, yeah, I don't know. You gotta keep that in check, Tony. We need you as a mermaid here to handle our marketing for Scuba Radio. I mean,
this is just efficient time management.
I wasn't driving. It wasn't me.
Oh, okay. All right, you were just
even better.
I had no control, which is even worse.
Yes, this is true. All right, well, yeah, okay, you're in Germany at the Das Boot Show. And this is one of the largest, if not the largest, consumer boating, diving, whatever, in the world. So what have you been seeing, Tony? What's going on over there in Germany this week?
I've seen everything this week. I took a little break to go visit my family in England, and then I came back, and I saw, I think it was 12 out of the 17 holes today alone. So I've been really hoofing it in between being a mermaid, which I think I took, it was 380-something photos today.
Wow.
I was counting, so plus or minus five or so.
Yeah.
But they have everything here. They have powerboats, motorboats, yachts, sailboats, all the diving stuff you could ever imagine, all the destinations to go to. They have canoes, they have paddleboats, they have dinghies. They have everything.
No. Any submarines?
I did not see any submarines, but I'm sure they're here somewhere. I did miss a couple holes.
The only German that I know for sure, I know Gesundheit, Was ist das? And Guten Tag, and Guten Morgen. Mm-hmm. But then I know Das Boot for the boat, and it was a submarine movie. How can you go to Das Boot Show and not have any Das Boots?
I'm sure they're there. Yeah, you're right.
I'm wearing boots. That counts.
She's wearing boots.
That's not what I meant.
Okay, well,
it's about 2 degrees Celsius here, so which is in Fahrenheit cold.
That's like negative 40.
It's like 36.
Oh, negative 36?
No, positive 36.
Oh, okay. So anyway,
a positive number on the Celsius scale is above freezing.
No,
zero is freezing.
Now, Mermaid Tony's about to celebrate
30.
Her birthday, her 1 year birthday as a Scuba Radio mermaid in Chicago.
Happy
at Our World Underwater.
Birthday to you!
No, you beat me to it. I was fucking you up for myself.
Happy birthday to you,
Bill. She can't really see you on the phone.
Hey,
but I can.
Dear Mr. President.
I'm getting a little nauseous. I really...
Happy birthday.
Oh.
He's probably giving a better show because it's way too cold here for me to start taking clothes off. So it's not happening. So he can sing all he wants.
There you are.
There you go.
I hate you. anyway, what I was going to say is that you're going to be in Chicago with us at Our World Underwater. And how does the show there in Germany compare? Are you seeing a lot of different types of equipment for divers there at the Das Boot Show, as you would say at Our World Underwater in Chicago, or are they similar?
Actually, no, it's very similar. It's the same brands. It's the same general manufacturers you see in the States. It's the same equipment. It's all the same. It's just prices are in euros instead of in dollars.
How about brats?
Well, Germans do eat... Never mind, they do eat a lot of sausage, but... That is one thing they do have here. In the concession stands, they have lots of alcohol.
Ah, hey.
And they also have bratwurst.
You know what? They eat a lot of sausage in Chicago.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I mean, there's a lot of sausage in Chicago. But apparently, according to Mermaid Tony, you are not going to see a German who isn't stuffing a sausage in his face.
Oh, remember last week? I told you about the Bauer beer machine.
Right.
You the Bauer that. Compressor that delivers beer. Well, this week we have the, I can't remember what it was called, but it's basically a cocktail machine. You type it in what you want, and it auto-dispenses it. It's like something out of Star Trek.
No, okay, that's called a vending machine.
Like an Earl Grey. Hot.
Basically a free cocktail vending machine, and they rent it out for parties and everything like that. And we visited it a couple times tonight, but it's something for all those events that everyone hosts.
Huh, I like it. All right, bring one home for me. That would be good. We could put something like that to good use here at Scoop Radio. Because we're just talking about diving. We're not diving.
I actually had one of those once. I typed in that I wanted a fuzzy navel, and they said, you've already got one.
Okay, that's the second time. And within the first 15 minutes of the show, that you've made me nauseous. Phil, really, is this the way this is going to go?
You want to do body shots next?
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Dive into one of the greatest adventures of your life. Become a real treasure hunter. Spend a week diving one of the richest Spanish galleons ever to be lost at sea with the world's greatest treasure hunters. And take home up to $2,500 worth of treasure. For the first time ever, the public is invited to dive the most famous shipwreck in history. Mel Fisher's Atocha. You'll go behind the scenes on a working salvage boat, recovering treasure and artifacts that are almost 400 years old. You'll learn firsthand all about treasure hunting and historic shipwreck conservation. You'll see the charts and Atocha's treasure manifest. Working alongside Mel Fisher's dive team, you'll have the chance to find your very own piece of history and take home authentic artifacts worth up to $2,500. Trips are limited to 6 weeks each summer, so book your trip today. Call 305-294-5441 or go to melfisher.com. Today's the day.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Lots of stuff going on this weekend. There's a dive show going on in the Baltimore, D.C. area. We're going to check in with some of our diving friends up there that are attending that event. Also, if things go as planned, we're going to find out what's been going on lately in Grenada on the island of Carriacou. Yes, the sister island of Grenada. One of our favorite places to go. We're planning to head back there for the 50-year anniversary of the Bianca Sea in the month of October. Still working out the details for that, and those will show up on the website soon. Maybe you can join us. But we're going to check in with Diane and the group from Lumba Dive on that island of Carriacou a little bit later on the big show today. And if that weren't enough...
And it's not.
The scuba life. Who doesn't want to learn or live the scuba life? There's actually a whole website devoted just to that topic, And we're going to learn about that.
Isn't it called Scuba Radio?
Well, yeah, but they actually, yeah.
Hey.
Good point. Maybe that's why they
have some redundancy.
Yeah, and we'll find out. But that's coming up on the big show today as well.
Now, off the air, I was talking with Mermaid Tony.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you what, Pat Hammer and the team at Our World Underwater,
right?
They are going to have to kick it up a notch.
What do you mean?
To keep her interested. Well, she was talking to us from Dusseldorf, Germany.
Right.
And she was, in order for her cell phone to work, she had to be outside. Because she's staying in a castle in Dusseldorf.
She's staying in a castle?
In a castle. That's where her place is. Her base of operations in Dusseldorf is in a castle.
I think she's just trying to paint a rosy picture of the situation. She's in jail, Bill.
Oh, so it's dungeon?
No, for going 133 miles per hour.
They don't arrest the passenger.
Oh.
They just put him in the ambulance and drive him away.
Ah, good point. I don't know. Really, she said she was in a castle?
She's in a castle, and that she had to be outside, so it was cold. It was like 2 degrees, and basic rule of thumb, if you take Celsius and you double the number, and add it to 30, that's the temperature in Fahrenheit, more or less.
Yeah, whatever.
So it's like 34, 36 degrees.
Okay. So what is your point?
Cold out. She's standing outside, and she was waiting for a glass of wine inside. I mean, it's evening there.
Yeah.
You know, it's always 5 o'clock someplace, but it's later than that in Germany.
So what do you think they got to do in Chicago?
Well, first of all,
they'll beat them on the temp. I bet it'll be colder.
I don't know if that's a win.
Oh.
Now, she was concerned that it was... there was no snow in Dusseldorf, but that had been rainy and raw the whole time she was there. So maybe cold and snowy and windy as all get out will beat rainy and raw.
Yeah. There usually is definitely some snow there for the Chicago
Dive
show. So
they'll have that working for them.
Yep.
And
so she can have her mermaid angel. She can make a mermaid angel.
Absolutely. And people will have to be actively stuffing sausages into her face.
What, is this like her birthday present?
I just think that they have to step it up a notch. Germany is the home of the brat, and I think Chicago does brats really well.
They like to eat their meat there in Chicago.
Yeah. So I think that they will have to step it up a notch to compete against Dusseldorf and have her not just, you know... be bored with Chicago.
All right,
been there before.
All right, so you're putting out a challenge to the Scuba Radio listeners in Chicagoland right now that attend Our World Underwater in a couple weeks that they need to think about what they plan to entertain Mermaid Tony on her birthday.
They need to know that that they've got some competition. You know, the last time she was there, she'd never done anything like that before. Well, now she has. Not only has she done it there in Chicago, she's done it at the world's biggest indoor boat show.
All right, so you're saying the people that go to Our World Underwater, their only mission should be to entertain Mermaid Tony on her birthday?
You know, I wasn't saying that, but now that you bring it up, I don't think that's a bad challenge.
All right, well, here's the deal. It's also Mermaid Alicia's birthday.
Yes.
So we met Tony and Alicia almost 1 year ago in Chicago. And that was the first time they were a Scuba Radio mermaid.
Now,
so they will both be celebrating birthdays. I haven't decided what we'll do. You're not coming to Chicago. Otherwise,
surprise, surprise.
I would have you dress in a bikini like Marilyn Monroe or in a nice long evening gown and do
perhaps
that birthday.
You've never seen pictures of Marilyn Monroe.
I have. I've seen both of them. The one in the gown and the one in the bikini.
There we are.
And so... I mean, here's the but you're not coming, so you can't do that little performance for them live on their birthday, which
I would
probably
be more than happy.
Recording.
I would be more than happy to do it for them via the web. I will stream it for them on the web.
Well, I will say this year at Our World Underwater in Chicago, that Saturday, the 19th, we are going to be doing the show live from the show floor. So that'll be, you know, what is that, 2 to 4 their time, I believe. They're an hour earlier than us here in Florida.
Correct.
So 2 to 4, live from Chicago. This is all going to take place where we have to do something unique for the mermaids on their birthday.
Yes.
Birthday celebration. And you know, I am going to need some help because I have to work. I have to talk for 2 hours.
Right. You'll be winded.
I'll be sweating, even though it's like 10 below there in Chicago. I'll be working up a sweat, I'm sure. So
that's probably just the meat.
To hand off this responsibility of entertaining our mermaids on their birthday to the Chicagoland diving community.
I think they're up for the challenge. I really do. I'm not saying that it's going to be an insurmountable obstacle.
Should every diver in Chicago wear their birthday suit?
No.
Good point. I've seen them.
Yeah. No.
They're not much better than us. Okay, so that's one idea that didn't...
Yeah, that one went right directly into the circular file.
Yeah. So, but I don't know. I'm kind of at a loss. I mean, what we, you know, make up some kind of cake?
Body paint?
Wait, you body paint? Who?
Tony, Alicia.
Oh.
Free body paint for them? Make it seem like we're doing them a favor.
All right, so we get an assortment of colors.
Yes.
And allow the Chicagoland divers to paint them as they see fit.
You know, you are a genius for marketing.
Yes, this is your gift, actually. I can hear that speech to the girls now.
Yes.
You're doing this because you like it. Okay.
That could happen.
Do we have any extra Rufalin that I can give? No, I'm just joking. I don't know. It'll be entertaining regardless. I have no doubt about that. And I will say, out of all the places we go, the group in Chicago, those Chicagoland divers are extremely passionate about their sport, their love of diving.
Oh, there's no question.
And that's why we keep going back. Let me tell you something. It is not the fact that we go there and it's like 10 below and my flights always get delayed when I leave that town of Chicago in the dead of February. Believe it or not, that is not my draw to the area. It is the people, just to clarify. Show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Just want to remind you to go to the website, scubaradio.com. Not only do we have that new giveaway of the iRadar detector from Cobra, which is a really nice prize. You want to make sure you get registered for that. There's also details on the next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise in Sabo, St. Kitts.
I cannot wait to go. I got my bags packed, ready to rock and roll.
Bring it, Bill. Bring it. It's thanks to our friends at Explore Ventures, the official live aboard company of Scuba Radio, September 17th in Sabo, St. Kitts. Information right there at scubaradio.com. Just call up Explore Ventures or go to exploreventures.com for more information. All right. Now, we have talked about diving in unique places, and one of the coolest places you can dive as a diver is an aquarium, believe it or not. Yes, it's true. We've done the thing in Living Seas at Epcot.
That is a real neat dive.
It is. You know, you're guaranteed to see some very unique critters because they're there.
Right.
In captivity, and you get to swim amongst them, and it's a really cool
thing. You know, you're not actually guaranteed to get to swim with the turtles. The turtles are there, but they're not always out. But when we've gone, we've gotten a chance, and the turtles have come out and swum around with us.
Yeah, well, they're in the tank.
Sharks are there. And
yeah. You can't swim with the dolphins.
Don't swim with the dolphins.
Not at Disney, at least.
Nope.
But you know, they're doing this more and more around different aquariums in the country. Georgia Aquarium has a place. You can do it at the Florida Aquarium, I believe. Also, Denver Aquarium is known for offering a pretty cool dive program. But now, it looks like they're taking it a step farther in Denver. Now, not only can you dive in the aquarium,
you can spearfish.
No.
that would be a little silly, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that would be too much. No, they're allowing people to get certified to scuba dive in an aquarium. And as far as I know, this is the first time this has ever happened, where you can actually go to an aquarium to learn how to dive. Now, that's pretty cool, especially in Denver in the middle of winter. You can go get certified. You got a pretty cool little dive.
I bet the water temp would be good.
It'd be better than diving outside, I'm guessing.
That's for darn sure.
You don't have to, you know, chip away at the ice to get into it first.
Yeah. This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, diver's consumer tip number 187. With apologies to Jimmy Buffett.
Jimmy Buffett.
Please refrain from calling biologists who are researching the preservation of coral reefs as reefers. They really hate that.
Nobody likes Jimmy Buffett except for frat boys and alcoholic chicks from the South.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And here in the studio, we have Nick Bird, the Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. How's it going, Nick?
Fantastic, Greg. How are you?
Well, it's complicated.
What's complicated?
Everything. Life, the world, dive safety.
Dive safety. Dive safety isn't complicated.
Sure it is. There's tons to think about.
Well, I guess there is always more to learn about everything, but I think the essentials in dive safety pretty much boil down to a few simple things.
Taking it back to basics, I like it. Think you can make it even easier by doing like a top 10 list?
I think we can. Let's do it.
All right. Hit me!
All right. Number one. Be healthy. I think good health is a huge factor in safe diving. So general fitness and getting regular checkups and calling Dan or your doctor if you have any questions is really a key way to start.
All right, number two.
Know your limits. This sounds so simple, but know your limits and stay within them. Try not to be pushed, bullied, and don't go beyond your comfort zone.
Number three.
Continue your education. I think, as I said before, always expanding your horizons, increasing your knowledge, and keeping your skills sharp is really a key way to manage problems if and when they do arise.
Not to mention learning more diving skills is just plain fun.
Number four? And once you get those skills, don't let them fall off the cart. Keep them sharp. Keep practicing on a regular basis, and if it's been a while, don't be afraid to get a refresher course and sharpen up those skills and dust off the cobwebs.
Halfway there. Number five?
Take care of your gear, and your gear will take care of you. I think that says it all, but it's important to not only do that, have your gear serviced regularly and check it thoroughly before you get in the water.
Number six.
Plan your dive and dive your plan. It's a great idea to research and know the site that you'll be diving and plan accordingly. It's good to really make sure that if there's any special gear considerations that you need, you take care of them. If there are any special skills, you learn them. And it's great to have an emergency fallback plan in the event that something bad happens.
Lucky number seven.
I suppose coming from the Divers Alert Network, it's easy to say dive conservatively. Stick to both your plan and your limits and start with your deepest dive first. Always make sure that you remember to monitor your air consumption rates, how much air you've got in your tank, and return to the boat with at least 300 to 500 PSI. Remember, too, to ascend slowly, and be sure to complete a safety stop with every dive. If you have any doubts about any element of your dive, don't do it.
We're coming down to the home stretch. Number eight.
Remember that you're a visitor. Respect the underwater environment and the critters who live there.
Number nine.
Be aware of your surroundings and how you're feeling and where you are in your dive. Be aware of everything going on with you and around you at all times.
And number 10.
Number 10. Remember that diving is supposed to be fun. If any part of it isn't working for you, just don't do it. If you have any doubts about your ability to complete a dive safely, don't do it. It's always okay to call a dive.
Dang, that was simple.
I told you. What would you like to tackle next? Politics? Religion?
How about deciding the world's best dive?
Now that is complicated.
Dive safety is a source of endless conversation. But if you go back to basics, you've got some good rules of thumb. So before things get complicated, take a minute to make sure you've got the simple safety stuff in place. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents.
Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
All right, we are back in the studio here. And Dave, I know he works at an aquarium in Oregon, and he's on with us with Scuba Radio right now. Dave, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Greg, how you doing?
Now, so I was just talking about the Denver Aquarium is now offering certification classes in the aquarium. Do you guys
open water classes?
Yeah, yeah. Open water classes. I don't know if it's already
started. The aquarium, as a volunteer diver, when we you get through their course, whatever, you have a scientific diver rating.
Okay. A specialty
rating. Yeah,
yeah, you got to have a specialty rating to actually work in the aquarium there in Oregon, right?
Yeah, you have to be an open water diver. You got to have like 35 cold water dives.
Yeah.
And basically that's how you get started.
Because you're telling me the tank up there in Oregon is not a warm water tank.
Well, warm is a relative term.
No, it's not. No, if it's not 72 degrees, it's cold.
You can pretend it's 72 degrees. It's probably more like about 50.
50, okay. There's no relative about that at all.
Is that Celsius? Yeah.
Not exactly.
Yeah. Well, you know, the guys at A1 Scuba in Denver, they have certified new scuba divers there for the first time. And I guess
that's where I got my open water certification was A1.
Oh, was it? Okay. And then
years
you ended
ago.
Up in Oregon, huh? So,
no.
I don't know. You think you could do that at the aquarium in Oregon, or is it just too cold and it crazy there at that particular facility for this type of effort they're doing in Denver?
Yeah, I think it might be a little bit too chilly for most people.
Come on, just slap on your 12 mil and get in the water. Stop whining, baby.
Or your DUI dry suit.
Do a dry suit. But I mean, the conditions are always right. There's always plenty of things to see.
Plenty of visibility.
Yeah, I just wonder if this could be a new trend.
It already is a new trend.
It could be. Yeah, I don't see why it wouldn't work.
Yeah. Well, and what else do you need to know? You say you got to have a professional rating to dive the aquarium there in Oregon.
Well, no, you end up with one because you're diving there.
Right, because you dive there, you end up with a scientific specialty.
Okay, so you when they let people in there to help out the aquarium, do they just have to be open water divers or advanced or what?
Right, they got to be advanced open water divers, and you got to and part of it is that you have to have 35 log cold water dives. Just so they know you'll be okay in the cold water.
Yeah, and it's cold. Is that one of the aquariums that are fed from the ocean, or
yeah, it's fed right out of the bay, out of Yaquina Bay, coming right off the Pacific.
Got it. So, but it's really that's the only thing. It's being familiar with the cold water diving environment. There's no other issues as far as diving the aquarium, is there?
No, there isn't.
Yeah, we'll see. So there you go. I mean, maybe this is a new trend. I mean, especially for these cold water diving folks, like in Oregon and Denver and, even up in Georgia.
Well, forget about cold water. Talk about cold weather. Here's a way for you to get in the water without it being an ice dive.
Or landlocked. There's aquariums in almost every city now. And could this be a new thing? I mean, it definitely could be an interesting
option. I am not going to do it at the Orlando Science Center, though.
They don't have an aquarium there, do they?
They got that thing with the alligators and the turtles.
That's a pond.
Oh, I suppose it is.
I think you might get
the fake mangroves.
They may have about a foot of visibility.
Yeah, and about a foot of depth.
Yes, good point.
And most of the bottom is alligator poo.
Well, the reason I said a foot of visibility is because it's only a foot deep.
Yes.
It's as far as you're going to see, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
So you might be able to get your fin wet.
Yeah.
But yeah,
a euphemism?
Any aquarium that has a depth of at least 15 feet or so, you should be able to do something there.
Yeah.
Why not?
Why not indeed?
It just might be another cool option for divers.
They might go diving out at SeaWorld with that beluga whale.
That would be something. I don't even know if they're doing a dive program at SeaWorld now.
I don't think they are.
I thought they did for a while. I thought they did a shark thing over there, didn't they?
Oh, what about with the polar bears?
The polar bears, that could be an interesting little dive, too. But I'm guessing no.
You know, they,
I don't want to dive with the penguins.
And they're having that whole killer whale issue thing. I'm guessing that's not going real well with putting the divers in the water with the killer whales at SeaWorld. But in certain situations where they're just having like a reef tank type of aquarium setting, this could be a new trend. I mean, I know the dive operation, that A1 Scuba in Denver, they've won many awards for being definitely out in the forefront and coming up with creative new ways to get people into scuba diving.
And I especially like their steak sauce.
Yeah, it's tasty, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think it's...
You don't have to roll the tape back. It's the A1 Dive Center.
Right. Yeah.
Just trying to save them from trying to rewind, see what that joke meant.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people probably spend hours listening to this program, rewinding, trying to figure out what that joke meant.
I know there's a lot of people like me right now who are busting up on the inside. And it's taking
every fiber of your being to keep from just breaking down in laughter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, there we go. I would have started laughing, but time for a break. Business.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master is all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
If you ask a dive guide to show you a seahorse and they reply with, "What color?" Well, chances are you're diving in Dominica. No crowds, just superb diving in untouched reefs, the way it should be. Within minutes from shore, walls plunge over 500 meters and pinnacles rise up from the depths. Seahorses, frogfish, flying gannards, even whales can be seen year-round in Dominica. And the topside attractions will blow your mind. Go to discoverdominica.com for more info. That's discoverdominica.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Bula, that's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
Somewhere in the middle of the 7 mile bridge, he said, "Bella, do you want to see the rest?" She said, "I haven't a care, Lenny, just take me there." And they drove all the way to Key West.
I want to go.
The U.S. one, heading down U.S.
We haven't talked about Jimmy on the show.
Tony from the Florida Keys. You are listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Now, here's the guy who's the reason I won't drink another Jaeger bomb.
You just wake up in a room and have no idea where you are.
Until the next time we meet.
All right, who wants to party?
Greg, the Dive Master.
Who's known as having the silkiest, smoothest voice in the 90s.
Giggity.
You know, I think that's an absolute lie. She is in Germany right now. And
she's enjoying a nice glass of wine.
No, Jägermeister. Isn't that the law in Germany? You have to drink that?
If there was a law about anything, it would be about beer.
No, I thought in Germany you have to drink Jägermeister. That's what they drink instead of milk there, isn't it?
No.
Are you sure?
No, I'm pretty sure it's beer.
Where's Jägermeister from?
I believe Jägermeister is from Germany or the general area of Germany. But
okay,
I don't,
then I rest my case.
I think it's a requirement that you drink it.
I think it is.
Beer, yes. Jägermeister, no.
With a Jägermeister chaser.
Okay.
Maybe. All right, we'll find out when she gets back.
That'll be nice.
And, you know, we mentioned this on the air last Saturday.
Yes.
But the big news for Mermaid Tony is not that she's in Germany. Who cares? Really?
The Germans.
Oh, well, yeah. They might enjoy the scenery. Having a mermaid in their country. You know, we believe in sharing the joy. So we exported our mermaid to Germany to please that segment of the population on this planet. However, here back in the States, we have... We are working on a project to have Mermaid Tony certify scuba divers. Now, I'm a dive instructor.
Hold on.
What?
You don't think that you're overstating this?
What do you mean?
We are working on a project.
No.
Tony is a certified dive instructor.
And so am I.
She has instructed hundreds, if not thousands, of divers. She's supremely qualified.
And I have certified divers.
Yes. Yes, you have.
Multiple divers.
Severals of divers.
Including you.
You didn't certify me.
Oh. But I knew the person who certified
yes.
you.
Yes, it was before you were a certified instructor.
Right. But now I am. I am a dive instructor.
Yes.
Even though I've stuck to the Greg the Dive Master moniker because it impresses the chicks more than dive instructor. Let's be real. However, I don't have time. You see me working feverishly at least, 4 hours a week. And that is a grueling schedule that most mortal humans could not maintain for almost 14 years like myself.
It has aged you.
Thank you.
You were such a young man when you started this program.
Good point. I've been trying to figure out what are we going to do about this, and I know I'll apply what I do everything else in my career is that
you delegate
exactly. I'll make someone else do all the heavy lifting, and
make it sound like it was your idea.
Exactly, take my cut, and everybody's happy. Now, basically, what we've worked out. Is that Mermaid Tony is a dive instructor in the Florida Keys.
A dive instructor par excellence. I think you can get a lot of really good references for Tony as an instructor.
I'll vouch for her. Have I ever seen her teach?
That's not what I meant.
Oh, okay.
I think people that have seen her teach and been her students would vouch for her as well.
Yeah, but I haven't seen her teach, but I've seen her. And I know there's audience that would love to say they were certified by a mermaid. No, I've seen her dive plenty of times. She's
I've
very
an excellent
capable,
diver and
very responsible. Covers crosses those T's, dot in the I's, and she will make you a well-rounded scuba diver. And you know what we're going to do is tag team on some classes, some Patty dive classes. I'm going to help out a little bit, and then we're going to send them down to go dive with Mermaid Tony in the pool and do their checkout dives. And if I can tag along, if my schedule will allow, I will.
I really think you're overselling your part in this.
No, it's the truth. That's why they can contact me, or they can go right to the website, scubaradio.com, and click on Mermaid Tony's blog, which is a blog, by the way.
A blog.
Mermaid log. And it has some information on how to contact her and get the information on how you can be certified by an official Scuba Radio mermaid. This is pretty cool. I mean, because she won't necessarily wear the mermaid outfit while she certifies you. That probably wouldn't be proper protocol.
But I will tell you, she'll probably wear less.
Good point. she is kind of like, she yeah.
Yeah.
She dresses the part as a Florida Keys dive instructor.
I'm just saying that as the mermaid, you get nothing from the belly button down.
Okay, I'm sure she appreciates the fact that you're pointing that out.
I'm just saying that when she's got legs, it's a different view. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. All right, we'll just leave it at that. And but there are advantages. I think that's what Bill is kind of zeroing in on from that standpoint. Or just the fact that you can tell all your buddies once you're certified that, hey, I got certified by a mermaid.
Here's the thing.
That
if she certifies
cool.
you, I'm almost certain that she'll friend you on Facebook. And then you can tell your friends, you know, look, there's 45 goofus guys that are my friends on Facebook,
right.
And this one incredibly hot chick who's a mermaid who instructed me in diving. And if I send her a question, she'll get right back to me.
And she,
you know,
she
what I'm saying?
Probably
would. You know what I'm saying there?
I think that's okay. But you know,
and if you're an attractive woman and you want to learn how to be an attractive woman in the dive community,
yeah,
she is an excellent resource for that as well.
Right.
And she's really one of the guys. I mean, she's very approachable and she's fun to hang out with. And Mermaid Tony, she's a cool chick.
She is a smart gal. And she is going to be working this quite a bit over the next few months with our help. So if you want to get certified,
when she needs all this help from us,
make sure you reach out to us at scubaradio.com, and we'll put you in touch. And who knows? You could have those bragging rights, those accolades of all your dive buddies. I'm telling you, if I would have known this when I was getting certified, I can guarantee you I would have went the mermaid route.
Even better, though, you get to dive down in the Keys for your certification dive.
Yeah.
Start learning to dive in the Florida Keys. Unbelievable!
All right, the scuba life. We're going to find out about it in an hour or two. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.